tackle poverty and inequality. Labour will eradicate in-work poverty in our first term by tackling the structural causes of poverty and inequality, such as low pay and high living costs, while raising the floor provided by our social safety net. Labour will cap the total amount that can be paid in overdraft fees or interest on a loan. We will rapidly introduce a real living wage of at least £10 per hour for all workers aged 16 and over, and use savings to public finances to help small businesses manage the extra cost. We will give workers a stake in the companies they work for and a share of the profits they help create by requiring large companies to set up inclusive ownership funds, IOFs. Up to 10% of a company will be owned collectively by employees, with dividend payments distributed equally among all, capped at £500 a year, and the rest being used to top up the Climate Apprenticeship Fund. The cap will rise to ensure that no more than 25% of dividends raised by IOFs are redistributed in this way. And we will explore other innovative ways of responding to low pay, including a pilot of universal basic income. We will tackle late payments that leave small businesses and the self-employed waiting months to be paid, including banning late payers from public procurement. Ministry for Employment Rights. The next Labour government will transform people's lives for the better through the biggest extension of workers' rights in history. We will give working people a voice at the cabinet table by establishing a Ministry for Employment Rights. We will start to roll out sectoral collective bargaining across the economy, bringing workers and employers together to agree legal minimum standards on a wide range of issues, such as pay and working hours, that every employer in the sector must follow. Sectoral collective bargaining will increase wages and reduce inequality. This will also stop good employers being undercut by bad employers. We will tackle insecurity by giving everyone full rights from day one on the job, strengthening protections for whistleblowers and rights against unfair dismissal for all workers, with extra protections for pregnant women, those going through the menopause, and terminally ill workers, ending bogus self-employment and banning overseas-only recruitment practices, introducing a legal right to collective consultation on new technology in workplaces, banning zero-hour contracts. We will help people balance work and family life by increasing wages through sectoral collective bargaining, requiring breaks during shifts to be paid, requiring cancelled shifts to be paid, giving all workers the right to flexible working, extending statutory maternity pay to 12 months, doubling paternity leave to 4 weeks, and increasing statutory paternity pay, introducing statutory bereavement leave, introducing 4 new bank holidays, reviewing family-friendly employment rights. We will make sure people are treated equally at work by requiring employers to devise and implement plans to eradicate the gender pay gap and pay inequalities underpinned by race and/or disability, or face fines. Requiring employers to maintain workplaces free of harassment. Increasing protection against redundancy. Giving statutory rights to equalities representatives. Setting up a royal commission to bring health, including mental health and safety legislation, up to date. Ensuring that public-facing workers are protected by toughening the law against abuse and violence. Banning unpaid internships. We will remove unfair and unnecessary restrictions on trade unions. Allow trade unions to use secure electronic and workplace ballots. Remove unnecessary restrictions on industrial action. Strengthen and enforce trade unions' right of entry to workplaces. Ban union busting. Repeal anti-trade union legislation, including the Trade Union Act 2016, for trade unions to help them win a better deal for working people. Simplify the law around union recognition. Give union reps adequate facility time. We will develop collective income protection insurance schemes for the self-employed. We will introduce a maximum workplace temperature to protect workers. Working time. Within a decade, we will reduce average full-time weekly working hours to 32 across the economy with no loss of pay. We will keep restrictions on Sunday trading in place and review unpaid overtime. Enforcement. Labour will also introduce a new unified workers' protection agency to enforce workplace rights. We will keep employment tribunals free, extend their powers, and introduce new labour courts. Rewriting the rules. We will amend the Companies Act, requiring companies to prioritise long-term growth. We will tackle late payments that leave small businesses waiting months to be paid, including banning late payers from public procurement. For small businesses, we will ensure no quarterly reporting for businesses below the VAT threshold. We will require one-third of boards to be reserved for elected worker directors and give them more control over executive pay. We will introduce a broader public interest test to prevent hostile takeovers and asset stripping. We will let struggling companies go into protective administration. Social Justice Commission. Social justice demands that we end poverty, reduce inequality, and create a society in which the conditions for a fulfilling life are available to everyone. Labour will replace the Social Mobility Commission with a Social Justice Commission, based in the Treasury, with wide-ranging powers to hold us and future governments to account. Women and Equalities. Labour will create a new Department for Women and Equalities with a full-time Secretary of State. We will establish a modernised National Women's Commission as an independent advisory body to contribute to a Labour government. We will ratify both the Istanbul Convention on Preventing Domestic Abuse and the ILO Convention on Violence and Harassment at Work. We will put class at the heart of Britain's equality agenda and create a new ground for discrimination on the basis of socio-economic disadvantage. Women. Labour will take action to close the gender pay gap by 2030. We will also deliver gender pay equality by making the state responsible for enforcing equal pay legislation for the first time. Require all employers with over 250 employees to obtain government certification on gender equality or face further auditing and fines. Transform the workplace and require all large employers to have flexible working, including a menopause policy. Create a safer society for women and prioritise domestic abuse as a health issue. Introduce 10 days of paid leave for survivors of domestic abuse and ensure women's refuges receive the long-term sustainable funding they need. Misogyny and violence against women and girls will become hate crimes. Increase women's representation across Parliament by building on the Equality Act passed by the last Labour government and enact Section 106 so that all political parties publish diversity data about electoral candidates. Race equality. We will seek to end the politics of hate and commission an independent review into the threat of far-right extremism and how to tackle it. Put wealth and power in the hands of the many, extend pay gap reporting to BAME groups, and tackle pay discrimination on the basis of race. Commit our National Investment Bank to addressing discrimination in access to finance, which many BAME business owners face, and take action to ensure that BAME and women business owners have access to government contracts and spending. Implement recommendations of the LAMI review to address the disparity of treatment and outcomes for BAME people within the criminal justice system. Create an Emancipation Educational Trust to educate around migration and colonialism. On religious discrimination, we will strengthen protection for religious communities and amend the law to include a tax on places of worship, including synagogues, temples, mosques and churches, as a specific aggravated offence. Review current levels of funding for and access to the Places of Worship Protective Security Funding Scheme. Maintain funding in real terms for the Community Security Trust and consult on giving it statutory protection to ensure that religious communities have the support they need. Disability with dignity. Not one, but two UN reports describe the governments having committed systematic violations on the rights of disabled people, while their families have been driven to breaking point by cuts to social care. Labour supports the principle of nothing about us without us. We will champion the social model of disability throughout government. Through our new Department for Women and Equalities, we will ensure that disabled people can be independent and equal in society, with choice and control over their own lives. Transform the workplace for disabled people by requiring that all employers be trained to better support them, while introducing mandatory disability pay gap reporting for companies with over 250 employees. End disability discrimination and update the Equality Act to introduce new specific duties, including disability leave, paid and recorded separately from sick leave. Reinstate the Access to Elected Office Fund to enable disabled people to run for elected office. Adopt a British Sign Language Act, giving BSL full legal recognition in law. LGBT plus equality. Labour is committed to reforming the Gender Recognition Act 2004 to introduce self-declaration for transgender people. Labour will eliminate remaining areas of discrimination in law, ensuring that LGBT plus people can live in safety and dignity. Provide sufficient funding for schools to deliver mandatory LGBT plus inclusive relationships and sex education. Fully fund sexual health services and roll out PrEP medication. Migration. A Labour government will establish a humane immigration system and end the hostile environment that caused the Windrush scandal of British citizens being deported. We will take decisive action to regulate the labour market, to stop the undercutting of wages and conditions, and the exploitation of all workers, including migrant workers. It is the actions of bad bosses and successive Conservative governments that have driven down wages and working terms and conditions. We will scrap the 2014 Immigration Act introduced by the Tories with their Liberal Democrat coalition partners. We are for a levelling up of rights, not a race to the bottom. We will not tolerate a two-tier system for those entitled to be here. The Windrush scandal continues to create new victims. We will end its injustices and provide fair compensation to those who have unfairly suffered. We will end indefinite detention and close Yarlswood and Brooke House, from which immediate savings would contribute towards a fund of £20 million to support the survivors of modern slavery, people trafficking and domestic violence. We will ensure justice for migrant domestic workers and restore the overseas domestic workers' visa. If we remain in the EU, freedom of movement would continue. If we leave, it will be subject to negotiations, but we recognise the social and economic benefits that free movement has brought, both in terms of EU citizens here and UK citizens abroad, and we will seek to protect those rights. In accordance with our values and domestic laws, we will uphold the right to a family life for British, EU and non-EU residents alike. We will end the deportation of family members of people entitled to be here and end the minimum income requirements which separate families. Refugees. We will work with others to resume rescue missions in the Mediterranean, cooperate with the French authorities to put an end to the horrific camps, and establish safe and legal routes for asylum seekers. Once here, refugees will have the right to work, access to public services, and will be treated humanely by governments at all levels. Social security. Labour holds social security in the same esteem as our health and education systems. It is there to help each of us in times of need. Labour will completely change this culture, replacing the DWP on day one with a Department for Social Security, which will be there to help and support people, not punish and police them. We will put children at the heart of everything we do, developing a cross-governmental national strategy for childhood, focusing on health, security, well-being, and poverty. universal credit. Labour will scrap universal credit. We will immediately stop moving people onto it and design an alternative system that treats people with dignity and respect. Our ambition in designing this system will be to end poverty by guaranteeing a minimum standard of living. We will end the 5-week wait by introducing an interim payment based on half an estimated monthly entitlement. We will immediately suspend the Tories' vicious sanction regime and ensure that employment support is positive, not punitive. We will stop 300,000 children from being in poverty by scrapping the benefit cap and the 2-child limit, so ending the immoral and outrageous rape clause. We will pay childcare costs up front so that parents aren't forced to turn down work or get into debt to pay for childcare. Labour will protect women in abusive relationships by splitting payments and paying the child element to the primary carer. We will make it easier for people to manage their living costs by introducing fortnightly payments and paying the housing element directly to landlords. Labour will end the digital barrier and offer telephone, face-to-face and outreach support. We will recruit 5,000 additional advisers to deliver this. Tory cuts are pushing people into rent arrears and leaving them at risk of homelessness. We will stop housing costs running away from benefits by scrapping the bedroom tax and increasing the local housing allowance. Disabled people. Labour will never demonise disabled people or the unemployed. We will give effect to the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and amend the Equality Act to reflect the social model of disability. We will stop the dehumanising work capability and PIP assessments. We will increase employment and support allowance by £30 per week for those in the work-related activity group. Raise the basic rate of support for children with disabilities to the level of child tax credits. Ensure that severely disabled people without a formal carer receive extra support to enable them to meet the extra costs they inevitably face. We will support those who look after others, increasing the carer's allowance to the level of the job seeker's allowance. We will help disabled people who want to work by bringing back specialist employment advisors, introducing a government-backed reasonable adjustments passport scheme to help people move between jobs more easily, and reviewing support for disabled people at work, including the Access to Work scheme. Pensions. People work hard for most of their lives and deserve a decent retirement free of financial stress and insecurity. Under the Tories, 400,000 pensioners have been pushed into poverty, and a generation of women born in the 1950s have had their pension age changed without fair notification. This betrayal left millions of women with no time to make alternative plans, with sometimes devastating personal consequences. Labour recognises this injustice and will work with these women to design a system of recompense for the losses and insecurity they have suffered. We will review retirement ages for physically arduous and stressful occupations, including shift workers, in the public and private sectors. We will maintain the triple lock and guarantee the winter fuel payment, free TV licences and free bus passes as universal benefits. Thanks to automatic enrolments, which was introduced by the last Labour government, record numbers of employees are now in workplace pension schemes. But too many people are still not saving enough for a comfortable retirement. We will stop people being auto-enrolled into rip-off schemes and seek to widen and expand access for more low-income and self-employed workers. We will establish an independent pensions commission modelled on the Low Pay Commission to recommend target levels for workplace pensions. We will create a single comprehensive and publicly run pensions dashboard that is fully transparent, including information about costs and charges. We will legislate to allow the CWU Royal Mail Agreement for a Collective Pension Scheme to proceed and allow similar schemes. Labour has listened to the NUM and in government will end the injustice of the state taking 50% of the surplus in the mine workers' pension scheme and introduce new sharing arrangements so that 10% goes to government and 90% stays with scheme members. This new sharing arrangement will also apply to the British Coal Staff Superannuation Scheme. We will ensure that the pensions of UK citizens living overseas rise in line with pensions in Britain. Housing. A Labour government will bring system-wide change so that a tragedy like Grenfell never happens again. We will introduce a £1 billion fire safety fund to fit sprinklers and other fire safety measures in all high-rise council and housing association tower blocks, enforce the replacement of dangerous Grenfell-style cladding on all high-rise homes and buildings, while introducing mandatory building standards and guidance inspected and enforced by fully trained fire and rescue service fire safety officers. Labour will create a new department for housing, making Homes England a more accountable national housing agency and put councils in the driving seat. We will set out a strategy for a flourishing construction sector with a skilled workforce and full rights at work. Labour will set up a new English sovereign land trust with powers to buy land more cheaply for low-cost housing. We will use public land to build this housing, not sell it off to the highest bidder. Developers will face new use-it-or-lose-it taxes on stalled housing developments. We will keep the land registry in public hands and make ownership of land more transparent. We will make brownfield sites the priority for development and protect the green belt. Labour will tackle the climate crisis and cut energy bills by introducing a tough, new zero-carbon home standard for all new homes and upgrading millions of existing homes to make them more energy efficient. We will review the planning guidance for developments in flood risk areas. Council and social homes. The only way to deliver on everyone's right to a good home is to build publicly funded social housing. Labour will deliver a new social house building programme of more than 1 million homes over a decade, with council housing at its heart. By the end of the Parliament, we will be building at an annual rate of at least 150,000 council and social homes, with 100,000 of these built by councils for social rent in the biggest council house building programme in more than a generation. We will establish a new duty on councils to plan and build these homes in their area and fund them to do so, with backing from national government. We will scrap the Conservatives' bogus definition of affordable, set as high as 80% of market rents, and replace it with a definition linked to local incomes. These council and housing association homes will be more affordable than market housing and built to higher standards. We will end the conversion of office blocks to homes that sidestep planning permission through permitted development. We will end the right to buy and give councils the powers and funding to buy back homes from private landlords. We will give tenants a stronger say in the management of their homes and stop social cleansing by making sure regeneration only goes ahead when it has the consent of residents and that all residents are offered a new property on the same site and terms. We will fund a new Decent Homes programme to bring all council and housing association homes up to a good standard. Home ownership. We will build more low-cost homes reserved for first-time buyers in every area, including Labour's new discount homes with prices linked to local incomes. We will reform Help to Buy to focus it on first-time buyers on ordinary incomes. We will introduce a levy on overseas companies buying housing while giving local people first dibs on new homes built in their area. We will bring empty homes back into use by giving councils new powers to tax properties empty for over a year. Labour will end the scandal of leasehold for the millions who have bought their home but don't feel like they own it. We will end the sale of new leasehold properties, abolish unfair fees and conditions, and give leaseholders the right to buy their freehold at a price they can afford. We will introduce equivalent rights for freeholders on privately owned estates. Private renters. More than 11 million people rent from a private landlord, and many of them are at the sharp end of the housing crisis. We will take urgent action to protect private renters through rent controls, open-ended tenancies, and new binding minimum standards. Labour will stop runaway rents by capping them with inflation and give cities powers to cap rents further. We will give renters the security they need to make their rented housing a home, with new open-ended tenancies to stop unfair, no-fault evictions. We will make sure every property is up to scratch with new minimum standards enforced through nationwide licensing and tougher sanctions for landlords who flout the rules. We will fund new renters' unions in every part of the country to allow renters to organise and defend their rights. We will get rid of the discriminatory rules that require landlords to check people's immigration status or that allow them to exclude people on housing benefit. We will give councils new powers to regulate short-term lets through companies such as Airbnb. Homelessness. No one should sleep without a roof over their head in one of the richest countries in the world. But under the Tories, the number of people sleeping rough has more than doubled. Over 125,000 children are now living in temporary accommodation without a home to call their own or the space they need to thrive. Labour will tackle the root causes of rising homelessness with more affordable homes and stronger rights for renters. Labour will end rough sleeping within 5 years with a national plan driven by a Prime Minister-led task force. We will expand and upgrade hostels, turning them into places where people can turn their lives around. We will make available 8,000 additional homes for people with a history of rough sleeping. We will tackle the wider causes of homelessness, raising the local housing allowance in line with the 30th percentile of local rents and earmarking an additional £1 billion a year for councils' homelessness services. We will bring in a new national levy on second homes used as holiday homes to help deal with the homelessness crisis, so that those who have done well from the housing market pay a bit more to help those with no home. We will save lives this winter by ensuring extra shelters and support are in place in all areas, and will repeal the Vagrancy Act and amend antisocial behaviour legislation to stop the law being used against people because they are homeless. Constitutional issues. We will act immediately to end the hereditary principle in the House of Lords and work to abolish the House of Lords in favour of Labour's preferred option of an elected Senate of the nations and regions. The renewal of our parliaments will be subject to recommendations made by a UK-wide constitutional convention led by a citizens' assembly. We reiterate our commitment to One Yorkshire and will make directly elected mayors more accountable to local councillors and elected representatives. We will re-establish regional government offices to make central governments more attuned to our English regions. A Labour government will repeal the Fixed Term Parliaments Act 2011, which has stifled democracy and props up weak governments. We will maintain 650 constituencies and respond objectively to future independent boundary reviews. We will oversee the largest extension of the franchise in generations, reducing the voting age to 16, giving full voting rights to all UK residents, making sure everyone who is entitled to vote can do so by introducing a system of automatic voter registration and abandoning plans to introduce voter ID, which has been shown to harm democratic rights. Tackling vested interests. We will free the voices of civil society by repealing the Lobbying Act 2014 and overhauling the rules that govern corporate lobbying. We will introduce a lobbying register covering both in-house lobbyists and think tanks and extending to contracts made with all senior government employees, not just ministers. We will stop MPs from taking paid second jobs. We will also overhaul the system of ministerial appointments to public office. We will bring greater transparency by extending freedom of information rules to cover private providers of public services, setting new standards of consistent disclosure practice and ending the six-month time limit in which the Information Commissioner can prosecute the deliberate destruction of public records. Northern Ireland. The Good Friday Agreement and long-term peace in Northern Ireland is one of the great achievements of Labour in government. Therefore, as a priority, Labour will work quickly and tirelessly to secure the return of a genuine power-sharing government in Northern Ireland. Labour will invest an extra £1.9 billion to end austerity and rebuild public services in Northern Ireland. Women in Northern Ireland should have access to abortions in Northern Ireland. A Labour government will fully implement new laws on equal marriage in Northern Ireland so that same-sex couples are no longer treated as second-class citizens. We will work with all major parties in Northern Ireland to provide a good platform for the restoration of devolution alongside bringing forward and implementing a Bill of Rights for Northern Ireland as outlined in the Good Friday Agreement. A Labour government will also protect Northern Ireland and its people in any future Brexit outcome by ensuring that there is no return to a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, or the creation of a regulatory border down the Irish Sea. Wales. Labour's constitutional convention will include the Welsh Government's 20-point plan for the future of the UK to better recognise the realities of a devolved UK. We will create jobs in Wales through environmental energy schemes such as the Swansea Bay Tidal Lagoon project. The Tories have let down the people of Ynysmon, Anglesey, by failing to deliver the Wylfa project. 3 years on from the 2016 EU referendum, we understand much more about how Wales will be uniquely exposed to a hard Brexit. Only Labour will put this decision back in the hands of the people, and in Wales, the Welsh Labour government will campaign to remain. Scotland. Labour in government will give around 700,000 Scottish workers a pay rise when we introduce a real living wage of £10 an hour. We will also provide Scotland with at least around £100 billion of additional resources over two terms. This is a difference a UK Labour government would make to Scotland. Labour believes that Scottish independence would be economically devastating, and it would be the many, not the few, who would pay the price. That's why in the early years of a UK Labour government, we will not agree to a Section 30 order request if it comes from the Scottish Government.